Hello everybody and welcome to another edition of Songbirds. Songbirds is a program for students and it brings you an hour of music and drama. Well, the music is classical and the drama is an ongoing story about a group of Hong Kong secondary school students. Well, before we listen to the opening scenes of our Songbirds drama, some music. And it's music by Wagner. And it's the prelude for Act 3 from his great opera Lohengrin. Music by Wagner, his prelude from Act 3 of his opera Lohengrin. Time now for the opening scenes of our Songbirds drama, which today is called Saying Goodbye. Scene 1 continues where we left off last Saturday. Big Dollar and his gang, all dressed up as clowns, have been chasing Ted and Ricky. They want to beat up Ricky, and Ricky has fallen over. And the gang of clowns come rushing up to them. Well, what happens? Listen and find out.
Don't look now, but we're being followed.
Followed? I don't see anybody. Only a bunch of clowns.
I know it's kind of weird, but just now, one of these clowns kicked a little boy.
Hey, Mommy, look! A clown! Hello, Mr. Clown!
Go away!
Hey, Mr. Clown! You've got a funny face!
Get lost!
Mommy, the clown's got a funny face!
Right, you asked for it.
Ouch! Mommy, the clown kicked me!
Now go away before I kick you again.
Mommy, I don't like clowns anymore.
Yeah, one of those clowns kicked a little boy.
Maybe he's in bad mood.
Or maybe he isn't a clown.
What do you mean?
Something's going on here. Something strange. Look, Ricky, let's go down the side street and try to lose these clowns. As soon as we turn to the corner, run. Run, okay?
Okay, sure.
Hey, Red Face, Hammer, Big Pig. Look, Ricky and the other kids are turning off the main road. They're getting down a side road. Let's get them. Quick! Quick! Run! Run!
They're following us!
Why are those clowns following us?
I can't believe that this mask on!
Hey, boss! Don't take it off! Do you see who you are?
But I can't breathe!
Hey! Look! That clown's taking off its mask! It's Big Dollar!
They have seen us! Run faster! Don't let them get away!
Ooh! Ah!
Quick! Get up, Ricky! Get up!
Oh, I hurt my leg!
They're coming!
Run, Ted! Run!
I can't leave you here! They'll kill you!
Oh, never mind! You must run away, Ted! Run before it's too late!
I think it's too late for either of you to run away.
Let him go! He's got nothing to do with this!
Okay, Ricky boy. So, you think you can get another gang together?
No! He's not in my gang. I don't have a gang. I'm finished. No gang.
Really? You expect me to believe that?
Hey, Big Dollar. What's the point of chasing us? We haven't got any money. You're just wasting your valuable time.
I gave Ricky $200. I want the interest. I want $400.
Okay. Listen, what if I personally promise you that I'll pay you $400 tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Huh? You think I can accept for $400 tomorrow?
Why not?
Not enough.
We want more.
More, much more.
How much do we want less?
1,000.
1,000? That's ridiculous.
Shall I kick him, boss?
Save it, Big Food.
Please, boss. I really, really want to kick him.
And I want to hit him with my hammer.
No hammer. Wait. He's gonna pay us back money, okay?
Okay, boss. But if he doesn't pay, can I kick him then?
Oh, sure you can, Hammer. If he doesn't pay, I will order you to hammer him.
And can I beat him up, boss? Drink a few cans of beer and then beat the daylights out of him?
If he doesn't pay, sure you can, Red Face. In fact, I will order you to.
Thanks, boss.
Hang on a sec. $1,000? Where am I gonna get $1,000 from?
I don't care. Just get it.
Oh no.
What is it, Red Face?
There's that little boy again.
So what? You're not frightened of a little boy, are you, Red Face?
No, but look. He's got his big brothers with him.
Oh yes.
And they're holding some pretty heavy-looking baseball bats.
Okay, Les, maybe we better go.
Hey, you!
Who? Me?
Yes, you! Did you kick my little brother?
Me? Kick that little boy? Oh, no way! I'm a clown! Clowns don't kick little boys.
Hey, little brother, was this the guy who kicked you?
Yes! He kicked me! It was him!
How about the others? Did they kick you too?
No, it was just him. He kicked me. That tall one.
You sure?
Yes, sure I'm sure.
Okay. You three, off you go.
Our business is with this blinky one.
Hey, hey, Red Face, Hammer, Bigfoot, where are you going?
They said we could go.
But I'm telling you to stay. Stay and defend me.
You want to stay, guys, and taste a bit of this wood?
No thanks, guys. We got a show to give at the little kid's birthday party. Hey, we better go before we're late.
And don't go kicking any little kids there.
We won't.
Hey, Hammer, Red Face, Bigfoot, where are you going? Come back!
And how are these guys?
Us? Well, see,
Are you anything to do with this clown?
No. Well, not really.
The clown chased them. I saw him!
He chased you, did he? So this clown seems to be a big bully boy.
Hey, Big Dollar.
What?
If we help you, know that, okay?
Okay.
Sure. Okay, guys. You know why he chased us?
Why?
Because I dropped some money. He found it and want to return to me. He, good guy.
You serious?
Yeah, he chased us to give us our money back.
Yeah, I did.
Has he given you back your money?
Yes, he has.
What about our little brother? You kicked him, didn't you?
Yes, he did.
Oh, but he only want to play football with you, little boy.
Yes, that's right. I want to play football with him.
But there wasn't any ball.
Hey, clown, how can you play football without the ball?
Hey, I'm a clown. We might, you know, pretending things are there that aren't there. I was mind playing football and your little brother thought I was kicking him.
You sure?
He's right. I saw him. He was pretend to play football with your little brother and thought he was trying to kick him.
Yeah. I saw it too.
What do you think, brother?
I don't know. Three of them say that, so maybe it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Okay. We'll let you off the hook.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, but just to be on the safe side, here, little brother, give him a kick.
Huh?
Yeah, kick him hard, little brother. And you clown, don't you kick him back, okay?
Sure. He can kick me if he wants. I don't mind.
Kick!
Oh, that hurt, you little...
Hey, control yourself. And next time have a real ball when you want to play football.
Sure. It still hurts.
Come on, Van, let's go.
Bye, guys. Nice meeting you.
Okay, we can get going too. And don't forget, Big Dollar, we helped you out of a pretty sticky situation here. So now, we're equal. I don't owe you nothing.
Okay.
How's your leg, Big Dollar?
It hurts. It really, really hurts.
Who would have thought such a small guy had such a big kick?
Don't laugh.
Well, so the little boy ends up kicking Big Dollar, and Big Dollar getting some of his own medicine there with the little boy's brothers intimidating him for a change. And good luck there for Ricky. He's been let off the hook, and so maybe he can go back to school and try to continue just studying and being a normal schoolboy again. Well, we're going to hear some music now to set the tone for the final scenes of our Songbirds drama today, which, after this break, is going to be a sad scene. It's the farewell between Winnie and Yoko. So we're going to listen to some music called The Victorian Kitchen Garden Suite by Paul Reed, and it's called Mists. Thank you. Mists, an evocative piece by Paul Reed from his Victorian Kitchen Garden suite. And the feeling of that piece of music by Paul Reed is the introduction to our final scene in the Songbirds drama today, in which Yoko and Winnie, two dear friends who've appeared on many of our episodes, finally say goodbye. So let's listen now to the final scene of today's Songbirds, which is called Saying Goodbye.
Look at the moon.
It's a full moon.
Like a face.
A sad face.
There are tears running down its cheeks.
Pearls.
Look, the moon's tears have fallen from the sky and landed on my cheek.
And on mine.
Yes, I can see, Winnie. Your cheeks are covered in pearls.
And your cheeks are covered in pearls too, Yoko.
We're sad like the moon.
Because we know that like the moon, soon we'll be all alone.
Alone, alone, all alone, alone on a wide, wide sea.
And never a one to take pity on.
My soul in misery.
Oh, Yoko, I can't believe it. This is the last time we are ever going to see each other again.
Don't say that, Winnie. We have to believe that we will see each other again. Sometime in the future, we'll meet up again. We have to believe it.
Here, Yoko. Look, I bought you a farewell gift.
Oh, Winnie. And look, I've bought you one, too.
Thanks, Yoko. You open yours first.
Shall I?
Yes. I hope you like it.
Oh, Winnie, it's lovely.
Do you like it, Yoko?
Winnie, I love it. A silver moon pendant.
That's why I wanted to meet out here under the moon, so that the real moon would shine on the silver moon, and maybe make our wish come true that someday we will meet again.
It's so lovely. A silver moon on a silver chain.
And it's real silver.
Winnie, you shouldn't have. It must have been terribly expensive.
It was worth it. Every cent of it. I wanted the real thing for you, Yoko. Pure silver to express my pure emotions.
It's beautiful. Look, it's reflecting the moonlight.
Put it on.
Could you do the clasp for me?
Turn round. There.
Oh, I love it, Winnie. I shall never take it off. Never. Now you open yours.
Okay. Gosh, it's heavy.
Yes.
What on earth could it be?
Open it and see.
I wonder what it is.
I hope you like it.
Of course I will. Oh, Yoko! Books!
Do you like them?
The complete works of Jane Austen, my favorite author. Fantastic!
I know you've already read them, but they're beautifully bound, and I thought they'd look great on your bookshelf.
Oh, Yoko, have you written your name in them?
Yes. Look. See.
Let's see. To Winnie. Never forget me, Yoko. Of course I'll never forget you, Yoko.
I hope not, and I thought, well, you're always reading Jane Austen, and I guess you always will be. So every time you open one of these novels, Pride and Prejudice, Emma, Sense and Sensibility, whichever one, you remember me, your old friend Yoko.
Books by my favorite author given to me by my best friend ever. I must be the happiest and yet the saddest girl on earth tonight.
Look at the moon.
She looks sad.
Maybe because she hasn't got a present.
She feels left out.
The odd one out.
What can we do to cheer her up?
I know, Winnie. Remember that lovely poem you read to me once?
Which one, Yoko?
Something about a bird and a cat.
Oh, The Owl and the Pussycat?
Oh, that's it.
The poem by Edward Lear?
Yes. Why not recite the poem to the moon?
The Owl and the Pussycat? Shall I?
Yes. That can be our present to her.
Okay. Let's see if I can remember the poem. It starts like this. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat.
I remember the next line.
Go on.
They took some money and plenty of honey wrapped up in a 5-pound note.
The owl looked up to the moon above.
You see, moon, we're talking about you.
And sang to a small guitar.
Oh, lovely pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are, you are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
And they sailed away.
For a year and a day.
Yes. To the land where the...
A palm tree? Gross.
And there in the wood, a...
Piggywig stood.
With a ring at the end of his nose, with...
A ring at the end of his nose. Dear pig,
are you willing to sell for 1 shilling that ring?
Said the piggy.
I will.
So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey who lives on a hill.
And they dined on mint.
And slices of quince.
Which they ate with a runcible spoon. And hand in hand,
by the edge of the strand,
they danced by the light of the moon, the moon.
They danced by the light of the moon.
She looks much happier now.
Yes, she almost looks as if she were smiling.
Thank you for my books, Yoko.
And thank you for my silver moon pendant. When are you leaving, Winnie?
Tomorrow. My plane leaves at 10 o'clock at night.
Are you looking forward to going?
Yes and no. My dad really wanted me to study in England. And so I'm happy that he's happy.
Just think. You can see Big Ben in the Houses of Parliament. And Buckingham Palace and the Queen.
Yes, as a matter of fact, she's invited me to tea.
What? The Queen of England has invited you to tea?
Oh, yes. As soon as she heard I was coming, she sent out an invitation. A little blue bird flew into my room this morning with the invitation in its beak. The invitation was written on a little white card with gold around the edges.
What did it say?
It said... Her Majesty the Queen of England is proud to invite Winnie Chan to tea at Buckingham Palace at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on whatever day best suits her convenience.
Winnie, that's wonderful. And have you accepted her invitation?
I wrote a reply and popped it into the bluebird's beak, and he flew off to England with it.
What did you write on your reply?
I wrote in my best handwriting, Dear Queen, thank you so much for your kind invitation. I shall be pleased to accept on one condition.
You said that? To the Queen of England? On one condition?
Oh, yes.
What condition, Winnie?
I said I shall be pleased to come to tea as long as the tea was Chinese tea.
Oh, Winnie, how brave of you.
I'm sure the Queen of England drinks Chinese tea. After all, Chinese tea is the best tea in the world.
Oh, Winnie, I shall miss you so much. All our talks and the fun we always had.
When are you leaving, Yoko?
Tomorrow, at 10 in the morning. We're catching a train to Guangzhou, and then we get another train to near my aunt's village.
How do you feel about going?
I don't mind now. My mom said the countryside is very beautiful near where my aunt lives. I shall be able to go for walks in the hills and pick wild flowers.
Sounds lovely.
The air in Hong Kong has become so filthy.
It has. Really stinky.
Some days you can't... hardly see across the harbor.
You'll be escaping that, Yoko.
Yes. At least I'll be breathing country air. I hope it will be clean.
Are there any factories nearby?
I'm not sure. I hope not.
Here's my address in England.
Thanks. And here's mine in Guangdong.
Thanks.
Who's going to write first?
I don't mind.
Okay. You write first, Winnie. You write better than me. And then, as soon as I get your letter...
I'll write back.
Okay.
We'd better go now. My mum is waiting for me. We still haven't finished packing.
Yes, I've got to finish my packing too.
So, this is it.
Let's say goodbye to the moon.
Goodbye, moon. She said goodbye back.
I know. I heard her.
I hope I shall find another friend in my aunt's village. I don't know what I'll do if I have no one to talk to.
You will, Yoko. Everyone will want to be your friend. You'll see.
Let's hold hands and recite the poem again as we walk to the MTR.
Okay. Come on, then.
The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money, wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The owl looked up to the moon above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy.
Very sad there to see the two friends parting, but lovely that they've been united in sharing a poem together. And they've both got their beautiful gifts to remember each other by, Winnie with her books and Yoko with her moon pendant. Well, we're going to listen now to a Chinese love song, a modern arrangement of a song called Perfect Moment.
Thank you.
a modern arrangement there of a beautiful Chinese love song called Perfect Moment. And it was played there by the Japanese violinist Takako Nishizaki. Time now to focus on some of the language we heard in the Songbirds drama. Accepting gifts. What do we say when somebody buys us a present, a birthday present or a farewell gift? Well, we heard a lot of that kind of language in today's Songbirds drama episode, as Winnie and Yoko were exchanging gifts. Winnie says to Yoko, "Here, Yoko, look, I brought you a farewell gift." Yoko replies, "Oh, Winnie, and look, I brought you one too." "Thanks, Yoko. You open yours first." "Shall I?" And then Winnie says, "I hope you like it." And that's a very common thing to say when we give a gift to somebody. We can say, "Oh, I hope you like it." And then Winnie opens it and she says, "Oh, Winnie, it's lovely." So again, that's a very useful thing to say. If you like your gift, you can say, "Oh," and the name of the giver, "it's lovely. Oh, Winnie, it's lovely." And then she says, "Do you like it, Yoko?" "Winnie, I love it. A silver moon pendant." So there we are, some language there for giving and receiving gifts. "You open yours first." "I hope you like it." "Oh, Winnie, it's lovely." "I love it. A silver moon pendant." A Spring Dance Now by Edvard Grieg. Spring Dance by Edvard Grieg. And time once again to focus on some more language from the Songbirds drama. And we're going to look at some more language to do with giving and receiving gifts. Well, Yoko carried on by saying, "I love it, Winnie. I shall never take it off." That's the silver pendant that Winnie gave her. "Now you open yours." And Winnie begins by commenting on the present before she opens it. She says, "Wow, it's heavy." And that's quite common to comment on the shape or the weight of the gift. "I wonder what it is." And that's quite common too, to speculate on the contents of the gift. "Wow, it's heavy. What on earth could it be? I wonder what it is." And then Yoko says, "Open it and see. I hope you like it." So some other useful language there for giving and receiving gifts. Commenting on the shape or weight of the gift. "Wow, it's heavy." Speculating on what it is. "What on earth could it be? I wonder what it is." And then expressing the hope that the receiver will like the gift. "I hope you like it." time now to leave songbirds for a few minutes and listen to some news from the world of the arts.
Arts News.
Hello to New York, and ABC's Hugh Downs has commented yesterday on the New York-Brooklyn Museum of Art controversy. He stated that Mayor Rudolph Giuliani does not understand the First Amendment freedom of expression. He stated that the mayor may not like the exhibition, but that it's no reason for withholding public funds from the museum. He said it was a terrible danger that officialdom can control the content of any artistic expression. On Tuesday, the mayor said he would also cut off city funding to any other publicly financed cultural institution in New York that mounts an exhibition that he considers an attack on religion. Many artists, writers, and cultural institutions depend on government grants to survive, and the idea that the mayor might broaden his sights or that some other politician may attempt similar measures has also concerned many of them. While staying in New York, Christie's sold at auction on Tuesday a photograph depicting a crucifix immersed in urine for $433,700. Piss Christ, a 1987 Cibachrome print, is signed by photographer Andrea Serrano. Another print of the same photograph is on display at the Whitney Museum of American Art, and Christie's has estimated its value at $15,000. Well, locally, the Festival Now 1999 has just opened. This annual arts festival of Hong Kong at the Arts Centre is now in its fifth year. It's a well-known local arts festival event featuring over 100% local original contemporary art from Hong Kong. It also demonstrates how thriving and mature local art scene is for the region. It is such an encouragement that the spirit of Festival Now has been sustained throughout the past 4 years and will continue in the future, said Justice of the Peace Pao Ping Wing at the opening ceremony. And also, new urban environments opened at the Science Museum. 20 stunning models capturing the spirit of the cities of the 21st century offers an architectural insight into British architects worldwide. New Urban Environments features 90 cutting-edge urban development projects. It's a collaboration between the Royal Academy of Fine Arts in London and the British Council here in Hong Kong. Architecture and urban design in Britain are experiencing an unprecedented period of vitality and international recognition, said Desmond Lauder, director of the British Council, at the opening. And finally, the Alliance Française of Hong Kong has a new managing director, Mrs. Claire Berger-Vachon. Mrs. Claire Berger-Vachon was previously director of the French Cultural Centre in Seoul, Korea. She succeeds Mr. Pierre Sonnelet, who has been appointed to a new post in Paris. As managing director of the Alliance Française of Hong Kong, she will work on promoting the French language and on developing cultural activities in collaboration with local cultural institutions. And that's the Arts News on Radio 4.
Welcome back to Songbirds, a program for students, bringing you an hour of music and drama. Well, our final piece of music is by Johann Sebastian Bach. His The Art of the Fugue, here in a special arrangement for brass, and we're going to listen to the Contrapuntus 11.
Thank you.
That was a brass arrangement of Bach's The Art of the Fugue, the Contrapuntus 11. Almost at an end of our programme now, but an announcement, and that is you should have received in your schools information and posters about the exciting Songbirds Radio Drama Competition. It's a very exciting competition. You can enter either if you're a boys' school, there is a Songbird script for boys. For girls, there's a Songbird script just for girls. And if your school is mixed, well, there's a script for both boys and girls. All you've got to do is prepare it. Send in your application to Radio 4, get a recording date, come to the studios and record your scene. And who knows, maybe you'll win the Songbirds Radio Drama Competition prize. Well, from me, Dino Mahoney, it's goodbye, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow, same time, for another edition of Songbirds.